What's good? What's good? You are now tuned into Cloud 10 Radio Season 3. Hear once, think thrice, speak once. So we are back on Cloud 10 Radio, hear once, think thrice, speak once, and we're going to continue right where we left off. We're talking about prudent leadership, we're talking about wisdom, right? We're trying to get to the depths of this understanding so that, one, we can be better leaders in our families, businesses, educational settings, athletic settings, whatever situation it is, and also to please the Most High, right? The Most High wants to see us, especially us men, as prudent and wise leaders. And here we're looking for the information that He's given us and connecting all the dots so that me and you can both grow as leaders who are leading people in the right direction, which is toward the kingdom, right? So we got first, it says, "He that speaks truth shows forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit." So, if you're trying to be someone who's really out here speaking the truth and to where other people can see that, you're going to show forth righteousness in your actions, right? But people know if someone is a liar or maybe not fully truthful if they are showing deceit, if they're being deceitful, if they're being sly. So for us who are trying to show the genuine aspects of our words, genuine aspects of our actions, we need to make sure that we're continually doing the right things to support that, right? Our behaviors, how people perceive us, is extremely important. And if you're showing forth deceit, you're showing forth slyness, you're showing forth talking behind people's backs, people are going to start calling you a false witness and you'll be known as a false witness. All right, so here it says, "The tongue of the wise is health." The tongue of the wise is health. And that isn't just for you, but it's also for the people around you. If your words are healthy to others, it's uplifting them. It's something that's supporting them. It's something that's helping them get where they need to go. It's also helping them heal, right? Heal is included in the word health. So it's really important that when we're saying things, we're not putting people down, we're lifting people up, even in times of affliction where we might be stressed or frustrated. All right, so those two scriptures came from Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. Now we're going to jump to the Apocrypha for some additional writings that are going to help us pertaining to the same subject. All right, it says, "Blame not before you have examined the truth." Blame not before you have examined the truth. All right. The next verse says, "Understand first, then rebuke." Understand first, then rebuke. So this comes in a situation where we may feel like saying something that is maybe not going to be uplifting to someone because they may be making us frustrated, right? Or we may want to jump in the middle of a conversation because we want our opinion to be heard. But we have to examine the truth and understand before we respond, right? I'm going to read that again. "Blame not before you have examined the truth, and understand first, then rebuke." Right? So that rebuke, people may see it as, you know, some really aggressive manner. A rebuke is just a correction, right? So if someone's saying something, if you interrupt them in the middle of their speech, they might not be where they exactly are going to end off, right? So if they're telling a story, they're telling how they feel about something, let them get to the end of that, because their tone, their content of their message, what they're trying to say could change by the end to where you're in agreement or your response will be different, right? So we shouldn't blame anyone before we have examined the truth, right? We need to ask questions and listen to what they have to say. And then we can move forward with correction after we've examined and understood what they're saying. So that's in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 7. All right, in the following verse, it says, "Do not answer before you have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Just going based off of what we just said, don't answer until you've heard their entire point. All right, you don't want to jump in the middle of a conversation and say what you're going to say, because it's better to do the listening first and the talking later. Right? And never, never interrupt men in the midst of their talk. And if you do, you say, "Oh, I apologize. You go ahead." Even if they say no, you go ahead. You say no. Go ahead. Finish what you're going to say. I'll respond afterward. Right? It's a show of courteousness, and you're showing forth that righteousness. Just like we talked about in that first verse in Proverbs chapter 12, he that speaks truth shows forth righteousness. Right? So let the other people speak. You'll get your turn. And having that patience is essential. And a part of that patience is humbling your soul greatly. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Humble your soul greatly. Right? It's going to help you in your path to being a leader, in your path to righteousness, in our path to the kingdom. We've got to understand that listening is essential. Patience is essential. Waiting until we've heard the entire cause, waiting until we understand someone else's point of view. Even if we know they're wrong, it's better to give them that open ear and listen, right? Instead of just cutting them off and not regarding what they're saying. You can listen even if it's not true, but rebuke, right? With gentleness and meekness. Next, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 3, "Strive not with a man that is full of tongue." Right? If you know people who like to argue, do not strive with them. Striving means you're going back and forth. It doesn't mean you can't rebuke them. It doesn't mean that you can't correct them. It doesn't mean that you can't say they're wrong. But don't get to the point where y'all are going back and forth and you're getting riled up. Right? That may be a habit that some of us have. But ultimately, it's something that we need to understand when to pick and choose our battles. And this is giving us a tip that says, strive not with a man that is full of tongue. All right. And subsequently, in this next chapter, that was in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 3. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14, it says, consult with the wise. All right. Consult with the wise. Don't strive with a man that's full of tongue, but have deep, long conversations with those who you know have wisdom, who you see are showing forth their righteousness and are speaking that truth. Right? That's how we grow our wisdom. We take a little bit from what they say. We have that good dialogue, but there's no need to strive with someone that is full of tongue, full of anger, and just loves to talk. Right? You can listen when you need to, but there's no need to get yourself in a shouting match or an arguing match. Instead, just let it be. All right, let them say what they say. You give your response. You understand first, then you rebuke, right? And you might just leave off on agreeing to disagree type terms. But if you're trying to have those deep conversations, those deep dialogues where you learn more, make sure you consult with the wise. All right, so these are all going to help us grow in our walk toward the kingdom, our walk toward righteousness, our walk toward being a prudent and wise leader. Did you like this episode? Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tune in with us often to see more episodes of Cloud 10 Radio.